then. I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store.
This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum came off victorious in the election for school board president yesterday, and although he doesn't admit it, is quite elated over regaining his old post. Today, as we look in on the little community, we find him in the giving some instructions to Abner and Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
Here, Abner, here's the part you and Grandpap are going to do. You can read them over and get started getting familiar with your lines.
Yeah, all right.
Reckon where Cedric and Mouse are at.
Well, I just called over to Cedric's place. Mama said him and Mouse left there some time ago, so they ought to be here any minute now, I reckon.
Well, we stay in a hurry.
What's the matter, Grandpap? You having trouble reading your part there?
Well, I can read it all right. I just can't figure out what this whole pigeon-toed thing is about.
Well, I don't know exactly myself. It's some play that Lum wrote up. We're going to put it on over at the schoolhouse Saturday night.
Well, it's more than just a play, Abner. It's a patriotic thing.
Oh, it is, huh?
See, long as I'm a leading citizen and president of the school board now, I was asked to help out with a campaign to recruit fellas for the Merchant Marines.
Merchant Marines.
Yeah. So I figured the best way to do it is to put on a play and show the folks exactly how important them merchant seamen's there. Let them see with their own eyes.
Well, is that what we're going to be in the play, Merchant Seamen?
Well, some of us there.
I
might be a captain or an admiral or something like that.
Yeah, I figured that.
Well, when do they want to recruit seamen for? Ain't they got enough already?
Granny, no. Some articles they sent me said they were going to need 43,000 experienced seamen in the next 12 months.
Oh, me, how come they need that many?
Well, Merchant Marines got a big job to do.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. They got to haul cargoes practical all over the world.
Well.
Got to get the stuff to our soldiers wherever they're fighting at.
Uh-huh.
Fact is, they got a whole lot bigger job than most folks realize. They're sort of unsung heroes, you might say.
Unsung?
Yeah.
Well, they could learn them to sing. It ain't hard. Sister Sampson would give them some lessons, Lum.
Well, what I mean is people don't give them enough credit for the good work they're doing. But I'm in hopes that this play of mine will change that altitude around Pine Ridge here anyway.
Well, are we going to wear sailor suits and all that? Wait a minute. There comes Cedric and Mousie right now, Lum.
Oh, well, good. Now we can get down to some good, steady practicing.
Practicing.
I want everybody to memorize his part good by Saturday night.
Oh, all right, man. I'll sit up all night long and say this thing over to myself.
Oh, what a beauty day.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, hurry, you fellas. Get in here. We want to get down to work.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Mousie? Ain't saw you around much lately.
Well, sir, I've just been feeling too tired to go out much long.
Working hard, huh?
Yes, sir. That, and, well, Guthrie has decided to reduce, so... She bought one of those rowing machines.
Oh, well. Why should that make you tired?
Well, I have to do the rowing.
Oh, well, that ain't more than right, I reckon. A man ought to do the rowing.
Yes, sir, that's what
Well, come on, let's get started with the play acting. That's what
let's get started. Yeah, that's what I like to do.
Oh, me too, boy.
Now, Lum, give Cedric Mouse their part, sir. Let's stop this jaw flapping here and get on to work.
Yeah, sir. Now, the lines you're supposed to read are marked right in there.
Yes, sir.
Now, the main idea of this play is to show how important it is to get some new merchant seamen to sign up. Points out how a cargo ship can be held up from sailing for the lack of just one man.
One man? You mean one man can sail one of them big ships all by himself?
No, silly. I mean the ship can be held up when the crew's one man short.
Held up?
Yeah, like maybe they need a first mate or a telegrapher or an engineer or something like that. And sometimes one day's delay in a cargo ship might cause death and casualties for men at the front. But here, no use me telling you everything. This play explains everything. Let's get started practicing.
Yeah, it's good. I'm ready. I believe I'll act in my middle-sized voice today, but I made my low and I'll talk.
The rest of you fellas all set?
Yes,
Mom, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm too.
All right, then. Now, we'll pretend that the stage is right there. About from the stove over there to the pickle barrel.
Oh, right in through there, huh?
Yeah. Now, the first scene opens up in the cabin of Captain Admiral Larkspur.
In the what, Lum?
In the cabin of Captain Admiral Larkspur. That's me. And the assistant captain, that's you, Abner.
Yeah, I see it's marked here for me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've just come back from the officer's mess, and you're...
Did what?
Come back from the officer's mess. That's where they eat.
Well, if they can't eat nicer than that, I ain't going to eat with them no more. I'll eat off by myself.
Well, that's just what it's called, Abner.
Eat up in the crow's nest.
All right, the cabin door opens, and in you come.
Cabin door? What are we doing here, Uncle Tom's cabin?
No, of course not.
I thought you said this was about a ship, Ron.
Well, it is. This is the captain's cabin on board the ship. Now, hurry up and read your line.
Must be a hillbilly. Has to have a cabin bill on a boat for herself. Am I in the cabin now?
Yeah.
Old log cabin.
You started out. Go ahead.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Hey, Captain Admiral Larkspur.
Hey,
sir. What are we boating on, anyway?
Is the cargo all loaded, assistant captain?
Hey, sir.
Is the hatches all hatched down?
Hey, sir. Is that all I got to say is A-A?
No, you got some more words there. A minute.
Is
the battens all battened down?
Hey, sir.
Are we ready to weigh anchor then?
I mean, I have to weigh an anchor to be in this play long. Them things are heavy.
Just
what difference does it make?
Read your lines there, Admiral.
What
do you have to do now?
Yeah, all right. No, sir, Captain Admiral Larkspur, sir. We ain't ready to weigh anchor, sir. I'm glad to hear that. Don't have to weigh it anymore.
Why? What is the trouble?
I am one short man, sir.
That's I am one man short.
I am one man short, sir. I need a oar. I don't need no oar, Lon.
The ship does, though.
Ships don't squeak. They ain't got no wheels on them.
And there's lots of machinery on ships that has to be oiled.
Huh?
Now, just hash up and read what you're supposed to.
All right. A oar, huh? HMM. That is unfortunate.
Well, I'm supposed to read that. You're my part.
A
oiler, huh? That is unfortunate. We have a important cargo on board, and it must not be delayed for lack of one man. Coley Head Telegrapher.
Hey, sir. Buzz.
Well, them sound effects. Them sound effects. We're buzzing for the telegrapher.
Sir. Here comes the head telegrapher now. Hello, telegrapher.
Oh, did you buzz, sir?
I buzz.
Hey. This is fun, boy.
Right away.
What does it mean?
Just keep reading there, you fellas.
Here, sir, is head telegrapher Adam, sir.
Oh, what about?
That you, sir.
Oh, excuse me. No wonder I couldn't see me.
Send out a message as to wit for follows. Head telegrapher Adams.
Hey.
You're supposed to say Sir Cedric.
Hey, Sir Cedric.
Wanted at once. One able-bodied oiler for the good ship SSSS Galleon. All applicants apply at once by Warren Collect to United States Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C. Send that out by Moses Code.
Yes, sir. Sir.
Sir.
Tap.
What's that tapping stuff on?
I don't know. It's wrote down here.
Does Cedric do a tap dance in his show long?
No, he's just an out the Moses Code.
Huh.
And that's the end of the first act now. Now, the big search for an oiler starts.
They got woodpecker on their boat.
Got to find one to keep the ship from being held up. The second act opens up in the office of a merchant marine recruiting office. That's you, Granddad. And in walks a big, husky, rough, tough feller named Arnsides Olson. That's you, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here goes for Act Two. You're first, Mousy.
Yes, sir. Howdy do you do? I have came to apply for a job as oiler.
Oh, I see. Come in and set my boy down, and set down my boy.
Yes, sir.
You say you want this job. What are your qualifications for saying?
My horns woggles. I am a rough man of the sea. I am stout as a iron bucket.
I can see that, Ironsides Olson, but are you a good oiler?
I am the roughest and toughest and the strongest oiler that has ever sailed the seven seas. I have handled some of the biggest, hardest, falling jobs from Davy Jones' locker room.
Wait a minute, Ironsides. I believe that's Irene.
Yes,
you
sir.
Get it, Abner. I don't want to get out of the mood of the play.
Yeah, I'll get it, sure. Yeah. Hello, John M. Dow, Storm Library. Assistant Captain doing the talking. Hello? Oh, just a minute. It's for you, Mousy.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hello? This is old Ironside speaking. What the heck do you want? Oh, well, I didn't know it was you, Gussie. Yes, but honey, I did. Yes, Gussie. Yes, Gussie. By the way, goodbye, Gussie.
Who was that, Mr. Mousy?
Oh, gee, Lum, I guess I'll have to drop out of the play. I can't be a rough, tough oiler after all.
Well, why not?
Well, Gussie wants to wear her new blue dress today.
Well, what's that got to do with you?
Well, see, I haven't finished whipping the lace on the collar yet. Well, so long, fellas. I better get right out of here.
Well, so long,
Ironside.